My first memories are from the boat. The steady beat of the engine, the bow dipping into each wave, the vast and empty horizon. I don't remember the pirates who came many times but were bluffed by the bravado of the men on our boat, or the engine dying and failing to start for 6 hours. But I do remember the lights on the oil rig off the Malaysian coast, and the young man who collapsed and died, the journey's end too much for him. And the first apple I tasted, given to me by the men on the rig. No apple has ever tasted the same. After 3 months in a refugee camp, we landed in Melbourne, and the next piece of the jigsaw is about four women across three generations shaping a new life together. We settled in Footscray, a working-class suburb whose demographic is layers of immigrants. Unlike the settled middle-class suburbs whose existence I was oblivious of, there was no sense of entitlement in Footscray. The smells from shop doors were from the rest of the world, and the snippets of halting English were exchanged between people who had one thing in common. They were starting again. My mother worked on farms, then on a car assembly line, working 6 days, double shifts. Somehow she found time to study English and gain IT qualifications. We were poor. All the dollars were allocated, and extra tuition in English and mathematics was budgeted for, regardless of what missed out, which was usually new clothes. They were always secondhand. Two pairs of stockings for school, each to hide the holes in the other. A school uniform down to the ankles because it had to last for 6 years. And there were rare but searing chants of slit eye and the occasional graffiti, Asian go home. Go home to where? Something stiffened inside me. There was a gathering of resolve and a quiet voice saying, I will bypass you.